remains committed to a peaceful resolution of the conflict with Israel. On the Israeli side, we have Ariel Sharon, whose record has been one of consistent opposition to many of Israel's earlier peace efforts, like the peace with Egypt. So his record doesn't lead to any optimism. On the other hand, the political situation forces Ariel Sharon to try and resume the peace process. That's one point. Secondly, public opinion is strongly in favor of continuing the search for a final settlement with the Palestinians. And finally, Ariel Sharon is 72 years old. He must be concerned with his place in history, and he must want very badly to succeed as Israel's prime minister. And the only way to succeed and go down in history as a peacemaker would be to achieve a final settlement with Yasser Arafat.
I'm wondering if you've in any way given up on this generation of Israeli and Palestinian leaders, and if you're any more optimistic about the generation that will replace them.
It's very difficult to work.